Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you songs there from Kolim Kongo and the title of the song, Consistent God. The time is exactly 18 minutes and this is how we came out from our 1 o'clock news bulletin. It is an honor right now for me to be talking to Ntate Russell Mamabolo, who is a specialist in communications and outreach for the office of the Tax Umbert. He's on the line with me. And family, I did mention and I said, if you get questions for him, make sure that you send them through via our WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, our SMS line 37871. You will be charged 150. And the lines are opened on 012-334-1322. Egan Sommer, Gesels met ons, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And he is joining us this afternoon, my family, because the Office of the Tax Umbert recently participated in a webinar organized by the Department of Trade and Industry. And this took place on the 27th of November, 2025. And the theme was Consumer and Localization Webinar. Therefore, where South Africans were empowered for a safer, smarter, and more local festive season, spend wise and know your rights and choose local. Ntate Russell, how are you?
Hi, ma'am. I'm well. I'm very well. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to share information that we have pertaining to, you know, the webinar that we participated with the Department of Trade and Industry.
Marandadera Mamabolo, before we go, Mulapo ring, ki December, boss?
Yeah, it has been a very hectic year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have made some strides in terms of creating awareness about the services that we offer, and we still continue to do that. You know, we participate in webinars, we participate in, you know, we do presentations to organizations, we do this radio interviews, and we do exhibitions. And, you know, for us, we pride ourselves that we are always available to try and make sure that we participate in those awareness sessions. Yes, it has been a hectic year, but we still shoulder on and we are looking forward to next year as well.
Awesome.
To make sure that we keep the momentum, you know?
Yeah. Mo December again. Yo, festive season, Lord help us, where spending is concerned. And let's talk about the webinar itself and what you were empowering others on. And I'm so glad that you're giving us an opportunity to also empower our listeners, our Radio Pulpit family members. So many consumers experience tax-related challenges towards the end of the year, like during this time and season. But what are the common issues your office handles during the festive seasons?
Yes, we have noted that during this period, you know, there is quite a number of complaints that we receive. You know, we've just to mention by a few, the one that is consistent all along is the delay in payment of refunds. That is tax refunds from SARS. Yeah.
Still got December.
So this one keeps on, you know, it's consistent.
Cropping up. Yeah.
And yes, and from our side as well, it is classified as a systemic issue, meaning it affects the majority of people. So if you know, consumers out there, taxpayers out there, they have this particular challenge, they can approach our office directly. But we also receive complaints that, you know, a lot of people are complaining about the objections that they receive from SARS. But also, when they make requests for remissions, there's some communication breakdown there, and they end up coming to our office. But also, there are also complaints relating to debt management, you know, where taxpayers are either complaining about not getting the outcome of the debt management application, you know, and it frustrates them because, remember, some people have money now and they want to make a proper arrangement to say, look, I can maybe give a lump sum. If I owe you, sir, I can give a lump sum for now, but for the next few months or in agreement with SARS, you know, I will be able to pay so much. But they are complaining that they are not, you know, getting feedback, you know, from SARS side. So we are saying, please, you know, approach our office. Let's see how best we can help you with those particular challenges.
Sure. I wouldn't even think. Right now, we are still talking SARS and the returns and all. Yo, I thought maybe everything was done like October, when October ended, the beginning of November, towards mid-November. Kanti, you're still dealing with such cases.
Yes, remember what happened is that the tax season, the tax filing season ended in October. And then immediately after that, that's why we see a huge number of, from October up until now, and maybe going into the year, we see huge number of complaints coming to our office relating to what I've just explained. And, you know, some people are trying to make arrangements, you know, to settle their debt with SARS, but those challenges still persist. Mm. And that's why we are saying, you know, during this time, yes, it's still an issue. Actually, tax issues are throughout the year process, because now it will obviously be next year. All of a sudden, it's July, then it's tax season again. Then we need to create awareness again in terms of making sure that, you know, taxpayers are compliant with SARS. And as long as you are not compliant with SARS, then it, you know, it gives you a challenge. But on the same breath, we are saying, as much as you are trying to be compliant, make sure that, you know your rights, obviously. Mm-hmm. And understand them properly, and then so that you are not bullied, and you really understand your position in terms of, you know, putting your proposals together, or the way you engage with SARS, you have a better understanding.
So for an average consumer, Tate Mamabolo, what are the key red flags in tax compliance or communication that they should watch out for, especially with so many scams, emails, SMSs claiming to be SARS? Since the opening of the tax season,
I think it is important that if you get communication, more especially emails, unsolicited emails, you know that you have never engaged with SARS, but all of a sudden there's this email that comes through, but it's not a proper email, you know. Please don't click those links. There are also SMSs where, you know, communication there, it promises you tax refunds and they request personal information. Then it's a red flag automatically. And also, be careful of, you know, the website. The SARS website, it's clear. It's www.sars.gov.za. But all of a sudden, you get funny, you know, emails. And what you can do, you simply have to contact SARS and don't just respond to those emails. And at times, you know, people get requests for banking details, passwords, and SARS will never ask you those via email or SMS. And at times they pressurize you where, you know, they say, you know, there's a there's urgent payment demands, you know, without proper SARS correspondence or official channels. Mm. So we are saying, please make sure that if you suspect something is not right, and definitely it's not right. So the only channel that you can do is to go to the SARS website, or even, you know, call the SARS, you know, contact center. They will be able to, you know, engage with you. I mean, they do have, SARS has the SARS fraud anti-corruption hotline, which people can, you know, raise those, you know, concerns with them.
Yeah, and I remember seeing some dodgy emails. You look at the SARS logo and you look at it against what you have received. You're like, marawa.
This is not right.
Yeah, but what steps should a taxpayer then take if they suspect they've been targeted by the fake SARS messages or a fraudulent tax refund scam?
Yes, yes. I think approach SARS. If not, raise the issue with us. We will link you with SARS. Mm. But SARS, there is an email from SARS where, especially when you get an email, there's an email which is called phishing, phishing at sars.gov.za. Mm. You send those emails there, and then they'll be able to follow up, you know, those issues. You can call their SARS fraud and anti-corruption line. It's 0800-002870. And, you know, you'll be able to, they'll be able to take your call and listen to your issue. But also, it is important that taxpayers out there monitor their e-filing profile, you know, to guard against unauthorized changes, you know, because some people change passwords, you know, they change, you know, bank details without your knowledge. Mm. And they keep on, if you see any communication, even from your SMSs and things like that, just be alert and then check with, you know, SARS directly. And if you are not getting any joy in terms of accessing SARS, you are most welcome to contact our office. We will link you, you know, with, you know, SARS properly so that you are able to get, you know, assistance.
All right. Okay. So could you briefly explain to us, Ntate Mamabolo, the role of the tax ombud on how consumers can use the services if they feel unfairly treated by SARS?
Yeah. Our role and our mandate in terms of the Tax Administration Act, it is clear. We assist taxpayers, whether you are a consumer, whether you are involved in customs, whether you are involved in, you know, you are owning a business, you are a tax practitioner, as long as you have a tax-related complaint, you can approach our office. And when you approach our office, of course, you know, you might have not received any joy, you know, from SARS side, because we believe that you must study them. But we assist taxpayers with complaints against SARS. Mm. The complaints can be an administrative matter, it can be a procedural matter, or it can be a service related. You know, you know you are stressed, you want to settle your debt, but the caller on the other end from the service.
Yeah.
You know, from the service, you know, from some service points, you find that they are not, you know, handling your, you know, communicating with you correctly, and then the information that they talk to you about is unrelated to what you are aware of, and they are unable to help you. Mm-hmm. So that's where the issues come in, and then you are most welcome to call our office. We have a website, www.taxombud.gov.za. Mm-hmm. If you access that, it gives even more information. So our role is to ensure fairness, and we also promote taxpayers' rights.
So last time Frick was talking to us, Mr. Pretorius was talking to us last time about the rights. I remember there's a booklet that you have released. If I'm not correct, you correct me. But one would ask a question on those rights for taxpayers. Are there specific taxpayer rights that are there that we should be aware of, especially when dealing with queries, audits, or delayed refunds, as you have been saying, during this period, during the festive period?
Yes, yes. Mm. You know, we as the Office of the Tax Ombud, we took time to really compile this taxpayer's rights and make sure that they are clearly. So our legal team looked into various, you know, legislative documents, and, you know, they put it together. But they put it in a simplified fashion, and you'll also find that on our website. Mm. And at the moment, we've got 10 taxpayers' rights, you know, which taxpayers need to be aware of.
Okay.
For example, you have the right to access information. Mm. Taxpayers have the right to obtain information related to your tax affairs from SARS.
Yeah.
It must be correct information.
Yeah.
If it is not correct, then it's a challenge. You know, I'm not going to read or tell you more about all of them, but I'll just look into the ones that I can tell you now. It's okay. like you've got the right to privacy mm-hmm, and confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what that means is that your information, which is with SARS, it must be protected and it can only be used, lawfully. Meaning, me as Russell, I can't go public and talk about your tax affairs.
Right.
And even now you see it, even in the social media, it's everybody just says, no, SARS did this, SARS did that. SARS will have the right, as well as us, the SOX Ombud, if they see such information and it is noted that that information is incorrectly portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And, we can clarify the situation, but then it will lead us into talking about your tax affairs. So taxpayers out there must be very careful.
Okay.
If you have an issue with SARS, take it upon with SARS. Don't go there and put, wrong words. I can't go to what has happened recently in the media, but such a thing did happen, and SARS had to go out, come there, and articulate their position.
Okay. Mm. Let's take a break, Ntate Mamabulo, and then come back to talk to you some more.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Family members, do remember that Ntate Mamabulo is here with us, so he can answer your questions once he's gone. Usibongile won't be able to answer your questions, but you can ask him anything pertaining to what we are talking about this afternoon together with Ntate Mamabulo. Do not miss out on an opportunity brought to you like at home, but home. Hey's besook. So do remember that we are getting empowered for a safer, smarter, and more local festive season spend-wise, and also knowing your taxpayer rights and choose local. Hey, Ntate Mamabulo, local is like any.
Hey, no, that's true. I think, the webinar was actually trying to push people to say, please buy local.
Yeah.
But, that's the DTI to articulate that. I'm concerned about your rights as a taxpayer.
We're coming back.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Read the Word for today, wherever you are. Download our app now and read our daily devotionals anywhere, anytime. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Heart to Heart, is where you at. With me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Nogulunga Mabuza, and the title of the song is Everything. And yes, my family, I'm not alone. I'm with Ntate Russell Mamabulo, who is a specialist and communication and outreach in the Tax Ombud office. The office of the Tax Ombud. Ish, Sibongile. Yeah, I hope I'm putting it correctly, Ntate Mamabulo. I have to represent well.
No, it is correct. As long as you have Tax Ombud.
As I have Tax Ombud.
Yes, because we're the only Tax Ombud Available in the country.
Ah, that is like really awesome. And yes, Ntate Mamabulo, we are getting empowered right now as citizens of Radio Pulpit for a safer, smarter, and more local festive season, spend wise. And you say you are here to push our rights, no? So we can know
Definitely.
Our rights. Even though
Definitely.
We say choose local, local is like, all right. All right. Ntate Mamabulo, when it comes to many South Africans rely on expected refunds at year end from SARS, right? But what should they do if they believe their refund is unfairly withheld or delayed? You know, they will be saying we are still checking this and that with SARS. And so a person feels like, no. But this time I'm unfairly treated by SARS. What should they do?
Yeah. In terms of tax refunds, once you have made a submission, according to the service charter by SARS, it says that once you have made a submission of your tax returns and you know you're entitled to a tax refund, you will receive a refund within 72 hours.
Okay.
However, once there are delays, you are most welcome to find out from SARS what causes that delay.
Okay.
There can be various reasons. However, we say that please contact the SARS Complaints Management Office. I'll give you their contact numbers. It's 0800 12
16. 0800
12 16.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Complaints Management Office, SARS Complaints Management Office. What will happen is that that office, they will look into your matter. They will have an agreement with you for a period of 21 days. They'll say, give us 21 days. We want to look into this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Then 21 days, either three things will happen. First, they can come back to you within 21 days or, you know, that, look, this is our position and you may be satisfied with the feedback that you receive. Alternatively, they can be that they may not come back to you, or they can come back to you with feedback that you are not happy with.
Mm.
So those last two, you need to, if you are satisfied, but and you are sure in terms of you know, the expectations that you are expecting from SARS, and then you've got a case number. They normally give you a case number.
Mm.
Approach our office. You can either call us at, I'm giving too many numbers today, but our toll free line is 0800 662 837.
0800
662 837.
Okay.
And you can also send us an email at complaints@taxombat.gov.za. All this information is available on our website, that is www.taxombat.gov.za, if you've not got them correctly. So approach our office. We will make available a form. It's a form which you need to, you know, complete, so that we can understand and register your case lawfully. Because by filling up that form, you are giving us the power to engage with SARS on this matter. Hence it is important that make sure that you have a case number that we can refer to, and then also make sure that you fill up that form that we will be requesting you to fill up, and then we will be able. You are empowering us to engage with SARS and with facts, and then we also have our own time frames. Normally, we'll acknowledge, you know, your complaint within 2 days, and immediately after that, then we'll get into that particular case and follow up with SARS. And where we have discovered that there is a challenge on the side of SARS, then we are able to, you know, raise matter with SARS and they will be able to attend to the matter.
Okay. So how can consumers protect their tax information from being stolen or misused, especially on digital platforms? Yo, Ntate Mamabulo, we get calls as well, what the potential scams, we get emails. How can we protect?
It's left, right, and center. You know, it's just so much information. I also get the same, you know, at times, you know, I listen and, you know, I don't really, you know, here's one on the other phone, suspected spam, you know, it's, so I just block the numbers because at times when you get unsolicited calls, it's very important for you, you know, to be careful not to agree on anything. And people on the other end, they'll try to push you, you know, to give, to request e-filing, login details, or passwords. Just make sure that they are secured wherever they are. Even if you are working or you are using services of the tax practitioner, just make an appeal that you know, your login details are safely placed so that you don't get surprises. And then also, what is important, make sure that you, as a taxpayer, your banking details with SARS are correct as well. Because at times, you know, or on your e-filing, you might find that your banking details, somebody has changed them. So just make sure that the banking details are correct on and your contact details. At times we lose cell phones, we lose, we don't normally inform SARS whenever you've changed your numbers. So it is important to make sure that your contact details and contact numbers are correct at all times. Mm-hmm. And then you must avoid sharing personal information with unknown individuals or unsecured platforms. Nowadays, we do things online and we just put information everywhere. You know, just make sure that your information is correctly. And also with from SARS site e-filing, just make sure that your two-factor authentication, because on your e-filing, it's active so that, you know, your information is secured and you don't get surprises.
Wow. Ntate Mamabulo, it is awesome, always awesome to talk to you. But what is the message that you would like to give us South Africans about responsible tax behavior and staying safe during the festive season? Pela bona dikarata ke shwa,
yeah? Sha sha. Yes. No, I think it's, you know, we've been running a campaign since last year.
All right.
And with a short slogan, it says, be a smart taxpayer, know your rights and stay compliant. Basically, what it means, we are not saying you must be an expert tax specialist. No, we are just saying the basics. Know the basics on how to manage your tax affairs and have an understanding. If somebody is helping you who is a tax professional, a tax practitioner, know exactly how, you know, they communicate with you and understand information that they supply, you know, that they give on your behalf to SARS, and so that you are, you know, you are intact. And then engage SARS early to avoid problems. You know, we've been doing, you know, the mall activations around the country. And some people will say, you know, when I get SARS SMS, I get so nervous. You know, read, don't avoid SARS. Just read what they are saying. If you don't understand, call them. And if you want, if you owe them and you don't have money, make proposals to them, talk to them. These are human beings. They are able to listen to you, but where they draw the line is when you try and dodge your tax affairs, then it becomes a challenge. Beware of scams. You know, verify all SARS communication and report, you know, suspicious activity, and protect your data all the time. Keep your personal and banking information secure. So with that, I think, you know, you are good to go. You can at least take an initiative from your side to protect yourself from scammers.
All right. Ntate Mamabulo, can you please give us the numbers again and the website where we can get hold of the Tax Umboot?
Yes, our website is www.taxombat.gov.za, and then our call center number is 0800-662-837, and our email address is complaints@taxombat.gov.za, complaints@taxombat.gov.za. And of course, the CMO number from SAR site is 0800 12 12 16.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mamabolo. We've had a wonderful 2025 with you. I'm not quite sure if we are going to have you again just before we close, but thank you so much for empowering us. Thank you so much for ukuzivusa emaqandeni. You know, we need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Because
no,
we sometimes take things easy, you know. But yeah, yes, thank you for an awesome 2025. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. We're looking forward to another engagement in 2026.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed, blessed one.
Same to you, Sibongile. Bye.
And bye, sir. And happy festive season to you. And yes, Ntate Mamabolo is a specialist communications and outreach at the office of the Turks Umbud. And do know their slogan says, know your right, become a smart taxpayer, do the right thing. And so, yeah, I hope that that was exactly what you needed, the kind of information that you and I need during this time, during the festive season. Do you remember the numbers for the Tax Umbud office? The toll-free number 0800-662-837. 0800-662-837. Alternatively, if you would like to lay complaints with the SARS complaints management authors, 0800 12 12 16. 0800 12 12 16. You should see in studio, we are busy together with our sound engineers. I'm talking about our controllers right here at Radio Pulpit together with CRC Music. We are getting ready for 2 o'clock, where we're just going to have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And so DK, Ntlantla, Ntate Manevusi, they are all here to make sure that CRC and all of us sound good, as we will be lifting up the banner of Jesus Christ. In the background, those are sounds coming there from Sombonga. And the title of the song is Blessed and Favored. Hello.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.